start.
I'm as happy about this decision ever.
As you can tell, Wayne picked this film to watch and I couldn't come up with a credible other alternative. And so here we sit. I've slammed one beer in the hope that it would ease the pain of this discussion. However, I don't believe it's working.
No? Okay. No. Well, yeah, that's what happened, folks. We don't know what to review in this weird lockdownness. So I'm like, dude, we have to do Cats. And Paul's like,
we are locked down tighter than an Alabama tick, to paraphrase Predator.
True that.
A much better film that we covered a couple of weeks back. Check that out if you haven't. Cats is a 2019 quote-unquote musical fantasy film.
That it is.
Based on the stage musical of the same name by Andrew Lloyd Webber, which in turn was based on a poetry collection called Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats from 1939 by T.S. Eliot. The film is directed by Tom Hooper, and we'll talk a bit about him later on.
Mm-hmm.
The screenplay is by Lee Hall and Tom Hooper. It stars, in alphabetical order, James Corden, Judi Dench, Jason Derulo, Idris Elba, Jennifer Hudson, Ian McKellen, Taylor Swift, Rebel Wilson, Ray Winston, and Francesca Haywood as Victoria. It's 110 agonizing minutes long. The budget was $95 million, and it has taken only $75.4 million around the world, and they are all curiosity dollars, because no one in their right fucking mind
would watch this film. It made $75 million? I did not think that would happen.
Failure. Massive flop.
Wow.
Wayne, good luck to you, but what's Cats about?
Okay, everyone, I'm just going to tell you straight from the cuff here. There's a word you hear in Cats a lot. That word is jellicle, okay?
I literally spent the first 5 minutes of the film going, what the fuck
is a jellicle, alright? I'm like, what does that mean? I had to Google that shit, everyone. Jellicle describes this is the type of cat they are. A jellicle cat actually is one of these almost sentient kind of, I don't know, weird, like, anthropomorphic, whatever called cats. And this musical is about a tribe of those jellicle cats who come together once a year under the jellicle moon to pick which cat amongst them will be reborn to the new jellicle life and ascend to what they call the Heaviside Lair. It's basically, I think, a cat going to heaven or something. Okay? And then
I was a bit confused about this metaphor. We're picking one cat to die.
It's the stupidest fucking thing, right? And then through finding out about all this shit, you meet a number of cats who tell you their stories, and one's Idris Elba, and one's, you know, what's her name, Rebel Wilson, and it's just a bunch of stories like that among a bunch of songs. So, and that's Cats for you. That's all I got.
About
for you.
19 of them by my count.
19.
19
you say.
Songs. 19. I know it's based on a musical, and I know this is a musical, but 19 songs strikes me as about 18 too many.
Oh God, people! First of all, since you bring it up, Paul, the songs in this are shit. Now, don't get me wrong.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad.
No. Like, don't get me wrong. I don't know about Broadway stuff. I've been to like 2 Broadway shows because I'm a man. All right? It's just... Which dudes go by themselves? All right? No one. Right?
So, well, I'm sure lots of dudes
go by themselves. One dude in the world goes, and then everyone else got dragged by their hoe. All right? So, like... Although that the South Park one was good. I want to also address this, okay? There's been talk of a butthole cut, all right, of this film.
Yeah, okay, go on.
I need to bring this up. The butthole cut is, in fact, the idea, the claim is that there's a cut of this thing where everyone cat has an asshole on it, right? And then they had to digitally remove it and patch the movie, and then it's the new version. There is no actual butthole cut, okay? It's just that a crew member...
Which I wasn't aware of. You had to set me straight.
Yeah, I text pause. Don't worry, Paul. There's no butthole cut, okay? Yeah, this is from a crew member who did special effects. He said there were never shots of cats with buttholes, only basically fur that curled to somewhat suggest a butthole, and there was one very, very prominent furry lady genital. Like a female cat genital. Which means...
Right.
I know, that means there must be one cat.
I did note, this is one of the many things I noted in my notes, is how come none of these cats have genitals at all?
One's got like, apparently, what he calls very prominent lady genitalia, which means it's just a cat with a fucking ham sandwich down there, man. Like, it's just muscle. I don't even know how they animated that shit. So yeah, forget about it. I just want to tell you that there's only one cut, really.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Well, I don't care, because I'm never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever watching this again. And if I hated musicals already, now this has tainted it to the next level entirely. Here's my first 3 notes.
Please.
That I wrote on as
I
was
I
watching
hear
this film.
This. That's what I want to hear
about. Bizarre, bizarre, bizarre.
Yep.
Fuck me, this is shit. Then my fiance walked out 11 minutes in, because I tried to make this an afternoon, you know, part of lockdown, afternoon movie viewing.
What, you had your woman watch this with you?
And my child.
Oh,
the three
dude.
Of us sat down. So Patsy lasted 11 minutes.
Eleven
my daughter,
minutes.
My daughter lasted 2 minutes longer. She walked out 13 minutes in.
Okay. Well, now this is so telling. When you've got a child, right, who should respond to animated looking shit like this that's really cool looking. Because I will tell you something else, right? The CGI is shit, but the lighting is wonderful. It actually, the scenes actually do look... If you saw a still of the scene, it looks quite nice. When you see the CGI and stuff, not so much. But if someone, a kid hates it, then it's shit. Do you mean? It can't even satisfy on an aesthetic level.
And even she was like, it just looks stupid, Daddy.
Oh, man.
This looks stupid, Daddy.
This looks stupid, Daddy. Exactly. The
that should just be my one-line review.
I had my notes, my first three notes were something like, which is like, all the songs are shit. This cacophonous, like horrible score at the beginning is just horrible to look at. And then I wrote, having said that, the lead cat is kind of hot. Shit. Okay, because here's the thing, people.
Oh, dear.
No,
you're already.
No, we're not here.
I'm resolute, motherfucker.
I'm just saying to you, right, that... I looked up, like, the lead cat, I thought, well, she's, even though there's terrible CGI on her face, I can't help noticing that she's beautiful. She's beautiful looking.
You know me.
Shut up,
I do this. Weighty breasts, and all logic flies out the window.
God damn it, all right. Anyway, I looked her up. Her name is Francesca Hayward, and she's a Kenyan-born, UK-bred, like, dancer. Anyway, she's the bomb. Go ahead, look her up, fellas.
All ladies.
All ladies. Everyone should look her up. It's great. She's awesome. This is the thing about this movie, is right? So everyone talks about a shit movie, and you think to yourself, it's like a morbid fascination. You go, I'm going to see it. Exactly. So you go watch it, which is why any of you watched it. And most of you have not watched it. And good call, all right?
That's what I'm saying to you. The only reason anyone watched this was out of weird fascination, curiosity. It's like a slow-mo train wreck, this or car accident, this film. It's 110 minutes of just going, what? How? The characterizations are limited to one song per character.
Yes, like, yes.
And they're terrible. They're utterly terrible.
They're
and
if you
if you really want a great indication of how bad this film is, you can probably watch right up until the point that Rebel Wilson's song finishes and then hit stop. Rebel Wilson is single-handedly the worst thing about this film in what is one of the worst films that has ever been made.
Is she the worst? Yeah, I think, yeah,
she
she's
was
definitely
managed even... to lower in that. I'm like, she can't sing and she can't dance. Why the fuck would you cast Rebel Wilson in a musical?
Because, Paul, and I'll tell you this, being like, this is what I think, okay? She was a diversity hire. That's what I think happened here, okay? There's supposed to be, like, not all cats can be slender and whatever. There's got to be some fuller-figured ones, and she's a famous fuller-figured lady.
There are
lady.
Fuller-figured people who can dance and sing. Hire them.
Yeah, but no star power.
She's meant to be the comic relief, and every single one of her jokes bombs. I didn't think it was possible to dislike Rebel Wilson anymore, but I do now. And also, here's the other note I wrote at the middle of Rebel Wilson's act or number. She appears unable to sing or dance, and it was then, right then, that I hated you, Wayne, with every fiber of my being.
I understand completely. That's completely... That makes total sense.
And then she's eating cockroaches and rats with... You know, pulling their heads off and whatever. I don't think we're going to bother with spoilers for this episode.
Admit, no, but don't worry. No one's going to watch this, man. It's fine. It's no problem.
Rage. Building all over again.
You know, okay, there's something that people say which I've never understood. And they say a movie is so bad it's good sometimes. They sit there and they go, okay, you know, I don't understand
would be
that.
A classic example.
So they say, I disagree. It's just bad, all right? And I've never seen it so bad it's good. I've only seen this is quirky and I like it.
Even at least you're tearing me apart.
Yeah, see, that's just shit. That's just shit, and there's no context. The only reason it's good is because we gave it context. You might think to yourself, well, perhaps Cats is such a bad rap that if I see it, it's going to be so bad it's good, right? That's not the case, people. This movie feels like someone hit you in the face with a fucking shovel. After it's over, you're like, ugh. And all the way through it, you're like, ugh. There's just, it's shit all the way through.
Yep. It is. And I have to be honest, I started getting heavy-handed with the fastball button during some of the songs.
No, you have to. I did not
sit there the whole 110 minutes. I'm like, okay, I get this. This is another introduction. Oh, it's James Corden. He's a fat cat. Ha! Huh. He's better off than most. Ha! Huh. Oh, wait. He literally ends his number on a ball joke where he lands and hits his balls. And I'm like, I am fucking done. Fuck this movie.
Oh, well, the worst one I thought was Rum Tum Tugger. Okay? That is Jason Derulo. And that
he was terrible.
He was
a bloody
awful. He can't
sing either.
Dude, here's the thing. Jason Derulo is classically trained, like, opera singer. That's what he can do. That shit.
We can't carry a tune in a musical.
I know. And you know what? Apparently, has happened with this Tom Hooper guy. You know, this, you know Tom Hooper, right? You know, he's the what did he do? Les Miserables.
That is correct. He did that.
Okay. What have you heard about him in this production?
Apparently there's stories are now circulating that he was a slave driver. He was this awful, awful, horrible person where he was effectively walking into the FX studios, screaming and yelling and throwing tantrums about how they weren't making his film be the way it should be, and then stopping out again. Yeah. And forcing people to work like 60 and 70 hour weeks for no extra pay to get this thing done.
You know what I've heard about this guy, right? So he did Les Miserables, and when you're shooting a musical, I don't know this for certain, but what I've read is apparently you're supposed to have your cast singing when you're shooting a musical, and they're recording their things on stage to something called a click track, so you can synchronize all the people and all the singing and all the moments and all the camera moves and all that stuff to get all that shit right. On Les Miserables, this guy actually said, fuck your click track, I just want to record it live, and apparently it made all the post-production impossible because you couldn't get audio sync and all this sort of crap that they couldn't do.
But he's experienced in directing a musical, and that's why he got this gig. Why would he make that decision? I mean, you can't answer that. I know I can't.
Well, what apparently the scuttlebutt is that when he was doing this movie, like, he's never done an all CGI basically movie before, so he was like, he didn't necessarily use mocap suits and shit. He just wanted them to dance and move, and he thought you press a button and they just turn into cats or something. This is what I've heard. This is what I've read. So that's why it looks so shit, because he probably didn't.
And does
do
it look shit? Holy it looks crap. Really CG is awful.
It's so bad that when you're looking, I'm looking at a scene. I really like nighttime streets that are lit in gold and blue. For some reason, I just like those types of colors. And there's a lot of that in this show. And I look at it and I'm like, that is actually beautiful. Or it would be if it wasn't this movie and it wasn't that song playing and it wasn't this shitty CGI over it. That's how crap it was. So yeah. That's how, you know, it's just a really, bad, bad, bad film, in case you haven't noticed.
Can I come back to the point you made just a little earlier, which is, you know, you don't get so bad, it's good.
Well, yeah.
Wayne, I present to you the 8th song on during the film, which I believe is Ray Winston's 1.5 minute purler, when he's got all the cats captured.
Yeah.
And he belts out this Cockney kind of speaking thing. And I'm like, this is the moment where it's threatening to become almost good. He is so, so bad. And they've only cast him because it's Ray Winston. Rebel Wilson's terrible. Jason Derulo, whatever his name is, he's terrible. But this is the moment where I'm like, oh my, I'm perversely entertained that this is becoming worse with every
song.
I'm trying
to remember it now. If it keeps
going in this direction, maybe there's something here. Maybe. Unfortunately, it then abandons how bad that is and goes back to trying and legitimately trying and therefore is fucking crap.
Oh my god, I can't remember it now because I probably blocked it out. But
or you may have skipped over it, which I wouldn't blame you at all.
Well, the Jason Derulo thing, right? He's actually a dancer as well. All this sort of stuff, and I know why it was shit. It was because of the stupid song, the song like Rum Tam Tagger is a something something cat. It's bloody awful. So it just sounds like shit, and it amazes me that this movie had such a fault. That's right. The stage show.
Because
it's the longest one ever running, and apparently this audience was built in. And so, if you think about it, well, let's make a movie version of this. Well, any studio would go, yep, there's already this throng of people that love cats, and they'll all go see it. So, to make it, they should have just filmed a stage show or something, or just at least.
Maybe. Couldn't be any bloody worse.
Just have people
would have been a hell of a lot cheaper, too.
Or just have them wear the makeup and stuff instead of CGIing it. That's what I think it should have done. Yeah.
Well, your new girlfriend, I did make a note that basically when she comes on and actually sings, it's halfway through the film before she even sings. So we're following this character who just basically has the exact same look on her face that we have on ours, which is sheer incredulity the whole time.
Yes,
and then
that's
abject
true.
Horror. And then finally she finds her voice. I'm like, oh, she can sing. I can see why they cast her. She's a no-name in movie circles, but she needs to carry this. And I thought, okay, now we're going to get lots of songs with her. Not really. That's her one song that's all to herself. And then she sort of accompanies two or three other tracks a little bit through it.
Yeah, she's the prism through which you watch everything, which is why, yes, she has the same facial expression as us. But the thing is, there was not one song that I thought was awesome. And usually with, I don't know much about Broadway stuff, but like, you know, Phantom of the Opera, I know the music from that. Les Mis, I know the music from that. I don't know any music from Cats, and it's the longest running show, because they all sound like balls, man. I can't believe people wrote this shit in the 80s. And like the Jellicle thing. That pissed me off. That actually pissed me the fuck. I'm like, shut the fuck up. What is that?
I wasn't sure how you were going to come in today. I thought maybe you'd come in all guns a-blazing to try and defend it.
No way, man!
Two and a half, 3-star, a score 50, 60, somewhere in there. So I am relieved that you also hated this experience, because it's not even... We talked about not so bad it's good, or so good it's bad. You know what I mean? So bad it's good, yes. But it's not even perversely entertaining. It is... Fingernails on a chalkboard bad.
That's right. That's exactly like you've been hitting the face with a shovel. It's just, it's actually like soul destroyingly bad, and that's what's amusing about it. Because, sorry, there's nothing amusing about it. That's what's interesting about this situation of you watching this movie, is that you're at once, you're like, I just don't like being here. It actually turns you off, and it's really weird. I think it's because those weird CGI cats are just a bit terrifying. Slightly terrifying.
Yeah. You know Nightmare I mean? Fuel.
Yeah.
I think it was a review from The Guardian that called it a film that will haunt viewers for generations.
Yeah, because it's not even Uncanny Valley. It's worse because they're actually like it's animals. Terrible. It's just...
And then, okay, other random observations, and then maybe we can wrap this up, because this is probably painful to listen to too, because we're saying the same thing in 15 different ways. But why is it some cats are just cats, and then other cats have costumes, and then some cats, i.e. Rebel Wilson, are able to step out of their skin and have a costume underneath that?
Oh,
I just don't get
okay,
it.
I only assumed that all of that shit was like a replication of the stage show. There must be some joke on stage with a suit and a zip out of it and you step out of it, where that's a thing. I don't know. Has anyone seen the stage show and this? Please let us know.
But, yeah, I'm sure someone will be able to explain that away. But in terms of this film,
yeah,
she's the only character that can do that, right? Apart from being the most obvious plot device to get them out of the sort of captured position that they are in the film, what? Why? Why is she the only one? Why have one character that can do that? How come Idris Elba has magic and no one else does? Yeah, oh, Mr. Mistopheles has music. Has
so
magic
he can
as
just
well.
Dematerialize and disappear.
Yeah, and yeah. Take anyone he wants with him.
Well, is that like a thing? What is that? And that's why I think the audiences of the 80s, at least the Broadway audiences, I'm sorry, Tony Award people, must be just simple or something. This is not fucking good. This is weird. It must just be an 80s thing that I don't
rules.
Get.
It's a different set of rules in musical theatre,
Broadway,
and whatever
else.
Of course
it is.
You're right.
Fine. Exactly.
It probably works in that scenario, but it doesn't transfer. And that's again, just because something is successful in one medium doesn't mean it will transfer to another. Now, we have exceptions to that. Harry Potter series of films, for example, being a really good example. And you know, Star Trek films coming from TV to film. But at some point, you need to look at your product that you have and go, does this translate? Mm-hmm. Will a modern cinema-going audience accept what is being put up there on screen? And the answer, clearly, is fuck no.
Not this way, anyway.
And if I as a layperson, a lay critic with you and I sitting here once a week and generally speaking, shitting on a film and every so often lauding one.
Yeah.
How come studio executives couldn't see this? I don't think that argument that you made, which said, well, there's an inbuilt audience here, we'll make it enough money. Not if the product is shit.
Yeah,
not
but they
if
don't,
it doesn't transfer.
Agree, but they don't know it's shit until they see it. Until it's made. And they would have gone,
true.
Holy shit,
this
is fucked. Now what?
It.
Well, they can't not release it, so boom. You know, apparently this studio removed it from its For Your Consideration awards page and on its website.
Good.
The studio. Yeah, but that's how bad it is. It's like, oh shit, because it's not you're just going to get shit. So,
I don't know if... We never followed up. I don't know whether there were what they call the Razzies... Whether the Cats made it in time to be nominated for Razzies this year or it'll be next year. I can't believe it got away without being nominated. And it should absolutely have won.
They should just theme the Razzies the Cats. That's just,
that is true. Anything else I've got here? Let's see. The editing's goddamn terrible.
No,
there's
shit.
A moment where Judi Dench is magicked back at the end of the film, right?
Yep.
Her character, the lead cat. By the way, not a surprise, Judi Dench also can't sing. And they don't really try and hide that. Ian McKellen was better than Ray Winston and Judi Dench, and was actually had. I think his theatre background came into play. At least he could project his voice.
Yeah.
So I didn't hate Ian McKellen's number as much as most of them. But anyway, Judi Dench comes magic back. We get like a 3-minute fallout of how they're all happy and whatever else, and isn't Mr. Mistopheles a hero and yada yada yada, and Victoria and him clasp and rub necks against each other, which freaked me the fuck out as well. But that's a whole different story. And then we cut back to Idris Elba and Co. standing there like. What happened? Like, that was 4 minutes ago. This is just, like, literally she just disappeared. I'm like, who is editing this nightmare of a film?
I think at that stage, it sounds like they had so many problems getting, like, renders and shit like that on the cats and stuff. It wouldn't surprise me if it was just, this is one of those soul, like, destroying, like, well, look, this is going to be a piece of shit, everyone. We know it's going to be a piece of shit. Let's just get it done and shit it out and go home. So that's how this would work. That's why the editing is shit, because no one cares. Like, you couldn't save it at that stage.
No, you couldn't. I'm done. I'm done with this piece of shit. Wayne, give us your final score and your any summation thoughts about Cats.
Not even as a joke. Three.
Three?
Three.
Three out of 100?
Yeah, 3 out of 100. Like, okay, it's not enjoyable enough to do it. I'm actually like, I'm doing this just to annoy Paul. All right, that's it.
Congratulations. You've succeeded wonderfully.
And
fuck this piece of shit. And fuck you for making me watch it.
Fair enough.
Here's exactly what I scored it. It gets 1 point for Victoria or Francesca, whatever her name is, trying really hard.
Fair enough.
1 point for the ears on the cats, which move pretty well, seemingly, by themselves on the actors. So that makes it, for me, 2 out of 100. It is the worst film we have ever reviewed in 5+ years on this show. Oh, it makes Baywatch look watchable by comparison.
Baywatch was watchable.
The only person or people who could get anything out of this film must be furries. That is it.
Oh, no, totally.
Fuck
totally.
Off. Fuck everything. And I don't even know whether we can return next week and review something, because I need a week off to overcome this.
This worked out exactly how I wanted it to. All right, excellent.
Got any suggestions for next week, Wayne?
I was thinking about, like, do we do a Top Gun or is that played out? Do we do, like, a... Once again, Paul has led me into an excuse to play one of his fucking sounds. To be fair,
look, if you found something worthwhile out of Cats and would like to let us know, please do via email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter at thecountdownpc. You can also write comments where we host the show on podbean.com or the Facebook listening community, where I'm sure we will have scores of people laughing at our pain this week. And that is it for this episode of The Countdown. Thanks for joining us for this really painful review. My name's Paul.
My name's Wayne.
And I'm sure this is exactly what Wayne's thinking now.
Vindication!
We'll catch you next week.
Oh, nice.
When the day's hustle and bustle is done, then the Gumby Cat's work is but hardly begun. I think that the cockroaches need employment to prevent them from idle and wanton destroyment. So I thought from that lot of disorderly louse, a troop of well-disciplined, helpful boy scouts with a purpose in life and a good deed to do. And I've even created a Beatles.